Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I want an office crush so bad. That's the only thing I want out of my next job is just someone to be excited to see every day.
I think no matter what relationship stage you're in, it's important to have a slight office crush no matter where you work.
Welcome to another episode of the Personality Hires Podcast, your favorite co-worker's favorite podcast. I'm joined by Rebecca.
Hey, guys.
I'm joined by Jackson.
Hola.
I'm joined by Mikey.
Howdy.
And I'm Abby. And a lot has happened in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Care to elaborate?
That's your story, kids.
The end.
I know. It feels weird. I don't know, like leading myself into my own story. I don't know. It feels like I've just been talking about myself for so long.
Do you want me to
wait?
You
yeah. Wait. Can we tee her up?
Yeah.
You give her a try, and then I'll give her a try.
Well, I around like that.
I also have
challengers.
So our beloved Abby here has spent the better part of the last 3 years of your life here in Atlanta, and you have grown to love the city, but as all good things must come to an end, it is looking like it is your time to say goodbye.
It's not looking like it's my time to say goodbye. It is my time to say goodbye.
Now it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
So, Abby, you say you're moving. Tell us about it. Tell us all about it.
This is some hard-hitting journalism.
You really set me up there, didn't you?
So, I accepted a job on Friday at like 4:59 p.m. Literally, it came down to the wire. It was literally like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. And then at 4:59, I was like, this is what's happening. And so I feel very relieved that this shit is now over, honestly.
Yeah.
The process.
Yes. It's such a beatdown. And I feel like with media, it's not like your typical job hunting process where you're just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to go work for Microsoft because that's the job. You know, you have to think about like what market you want to go to and what that means for your career. And some shows are bigger than others. And some people have openings, but maybe it's not going to be for like another 7 months. And then you're like, do I want to wait 7 months? I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
I would argue that's very similar to the regular job market.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But well, also, you're just,
that sounds like a lot of positive options too. It's like, anywhere will take me. This one will take me in 3 months. Can I last till then? That sounds pretty positive. I've not had the same experience.
How do I feel about waiting 3 months to be employed? I guess because I was talking to a lot of my friends who have like quote unquote stereotypical 9-to-5s. A lot of them were like, this is such a weird job hunting process. So I guess maybe from their perspective, they thought it was weird. And just like, I don't know, the not game playing behind it, but like you have to figure out how you want to play your cards. Because if you have a couple of different markets that are interested in you, it's like, do I tell them that other markets are interested in me? If so, like, how do I phrase it? Do I tell them I have an offer? Like, is it better? Will they retract the offer if I think I have another offer? So I'm just exhausted by the whole thing. And I am so ready for this to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And it is done almost. I mean, I have to talk to my attorney before I sign the contract and then it'll be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that's over, then I could take my drug test and I could just
they're drug testing.
Yes. Wait, what?
They have to drug test me.
Oh my God.
Are you serious?
And it's so funny because I was talking to my boss and she was like, yeah, like, what do you need like a month? And I was like,
that's
well,
cool.
I was like, I'm going to Columbia this weekend. And she goes, so a month. And I'm like, no. Like, I don't think I've consumed anything in the last year and a half.
That's real. If you test positive for weed, you can't work there.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
What? Whoa.
You've never heard of like drug testing for jobs?
No, yeah. I've heard of a drug test for a job. This is a job in radio. It's a joke. It's like, it's supposed to be fun.
Well, yeah. I think that's why she was like, do you need a month? And I was like, no, I don't think so.
I get like asked sometimes rarely, like when I do a job application and it's like, are you okay with being drug tested for this? And then I exit out of the rest of the application because I'm like, I thought you were cool.
Yeah, I know. It's a bad sign.
A lot and of companies also, still do it.
But,
they
a lot
do.
Of, but what I've heard is most all companies now, they don't care if you test positive for weed. They're looking for more serious things.
That's what I've heard. Probably true. It's like not
school teachers, but like
yeah, of course.
Everybody, not truck drivers, everyone else though. It's like, yeah, it's fun. You do pot.
I had a friend who is in a very corporate job. Basically, she did like a, what's it called? Like a lateral move from her job to like a new one. And she had to be drug tested. And she was a little nervy because sometimes she pops the little 2 milligram mints. And
Xanax.
She pops the 2 milligram THC mints and was worried that it would pop up. But they were cool with it. They thought it was fine.
So it did pop up.
It did pop up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think now the going tale is that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a bad person.
Yeah. I have to do a drug test, so I was like, I guess I can't do anything crazy in Colombia. Yeah, so,
no Cartagena.
Yeah, nothing crazy in Colombia. As long as I just get there and back from Colombia, I'll be thrilled. I mean, this is like the worst time to go to South America.
It's definitely not great.
I was like, could we have waited to bomb Venezuela? I like spent the last year convincing my mom that Colombia was going to be perfectly fine and there was nothing to be afraid of and that everyone says they feel super safe in Cartagena. And then literally, there's a girl who, she was signed up to go on the trip and I guess she works for somewhere in the government. And she's like, yeah, my boss told me it was a bad idea to go. So my PTO got denied. And I was like, well, that makes me feel worse.
Whoa. Oh God.
She denied her PTO. You can look out for me, but don't deny my PTO, you son of a gun. You know, my brother lived there for about 6 months recently.
Colombia?
Yep.
South Carolina?
Cartagena.
Oh, he did? You didn't tell me this.
Well, if you want any advice, he's out there.
What would he say?
I don't know. He's got a bunch of stuff to say. I'm not him.
Okay.
I don't have his brain. This ain't I mind.
You brought it up.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, if you need any advice or something, if you like hiking mountains, that's pretty much what he was doing. No, so.
I just think I'll be drinking a lot of tequila.
Tequila.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm like in the process of starting to move. Now I know what I can do with my furniture and stuff. And so I'm like having things get picked up. Doing Facebook Marketplace was the worst possible thing to do on a random Monday. Like I need 2 days set aside for that so the people can just come get my stuff.
It's a full-time job.
They are feral for all this furniture. If you market as free and you're just like, can you just come take it because it's cheaper than moving it, then yeah, they'll literally just come get it. And they'll be like, where is it? How much? Can you take a photo of the arm? Are there any stains? How bad is it fraying? Do you have any pets? I'm like, I don't know. It's a free couch. Come get it or don't.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So yeah, I'm moving.
So we can't talk about why you're moving or specifically what you're moving for.
Oh, a job. I got a job.
Yeah, but
we can talk about the future personality hires.
We can. I think one of the positives about this job was I was looking at the possibility to get to come up here like once a month-ish, maybe once every 2 months. And it was very economical from the market I'll be flying from. So I think that was a pro too. I was like, oh, I can at least see my friends once a month maybe.
Yay.
That'll be nice.
I think that was one of the things that went into my decision process because I was deciding between a couple different markets. And one of the biggest reasons I chose this one was I felt like my life would change the least if I chose this specific market. And I was like, I think that's a really good reason to choose one because I was like, I can choose here and, you know, there's going to be a learning curve to living there and blah, blah, blah. Whereas like if I just choose this place, like I feel like my side projects will take the least biggest hit. Mm-hmm. That makes
sure.
sense.
Yeah.
The least lashings.
Zero damage.
Have you had a chance to sort of internalize the fact that you're actually not going to be here in a couple weeks?
It hasn't hit yet. I think when my furniture starts leaving my apartment, I think I'll get kind of sad. Because right now, like, I'm doing the thing I've been doing for the last 3 months. Like, there was a learning curve to not going to work. And I was like, oh, this is sad. And then you get used to not going to work. And then January 1st hit. I'm like, fuck, I don't have a paycheck. I have a credit card bill due in 3 weeks. And then I was like, yeah, I need a job now. Mm-hmm. And so I think when I start moving, because my mom's coming up, I think when we start putting stuff in boxes and stuff, I think I'm going to get kind of sad.
Yeah. Let's expedite the sadness. What do you think what are the top three things about this city that you're going to miss the most?
Oh, I actually started making my list.
Oh, wow.
I was going to make a TikTok and then I didn't want it to be like too much content about like things I'm going to miss about Atlanta because I've been talking about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, I'm going to miss the food.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta has such a good food scene.
Yeah, it's
underrated, I would say.
It's an underrated food scene and there's so many places that I haven't gotten to try yet that I'm going to have like FOMO about. And I guess maybe I can try them when I fly to here. Mm-hmm. But like there's so many restaurants on my list that I like will never hit. Like it'll just be impossible with the amount of time I'm going to spend here moving forward.
Have you had McDonald's on Ponds? It's not great.
Not ideal.
Take it off the list if it's on there.
I want to try Hal's Steakhouse. I never got to try the iconic Hal's Steakhouse. I never got to try the Optimist.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
I never got to try the wings at Magic City.
Oh, my God, T.
Well, have you been to the local and had the wings there?
I haven't had the local wings yet.
We should go to the local before you leave. That's you don't know what the local yokel is?
That's like best wings in the country.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm not like really like a wings person, but Magic City feels like the place to do
Let's
it.
Let's go to Magic City.
We should go before you leave.
We really should. I'm going to miss the sports scene here. Like we have soccer and we also have the Falcons and I love the Battery, like seeing a Braves game and we have a minor league hockey team. Question mark.
We're getting a pro team too.
We are.
Except they're going to be based like way up.
Alpharetti.
No, further north.
Oh, really? Good.
Columbia. I don't know where anywhere is.
Where?
Like.
Chattanooga?
No.
The Blue Ridge?
Like Forsyth County.
That's Alpharetta. What are you talking about?
We have a women's soccer team coming and they sent out like a newsletter asking for people to submit names
donations for them.
Send players to go play.
Has anyone
ever kicked a ball before? No. You might be great for this.
Get some of these Browns out on that field.
What the hell? Me and Kyle came up with the Lemon Pepper Wets. And we think that's a good Atlanta soccer women's team.
That's kind of gross.
The Atlanta.
It shouldn't be anything wets.
The wets?
The Atlanta Lemon Pepper Wets.
Lemon Pepper Wets.
Do you hate women?
Yeah, that just seems like sexualizing them to a bad degree.
Yeah. Take a step back. Your misogyny is
It's a little too on the nose, too, I think.
What?
Yeah.
What about just girls who kick balls?
That's actually kind of good.
Girls who kick balls. The Coretta King Scots.
The Castrators.
Coretta King. What was that you just said? The Coretta King Scots?
Yeah, I don't know where Scott
Coretta
came
Scott
from.
King?
Coretta Scott King.
I was thinking Greta Van Fleet.
He's like the Greta Thunbergs?
Greta Thunberg. That's
the Fighting Thunbergs?
Oh, no. Okay, leave that in, please.
Cut that out.
What about the Scarlet O'Haras?
Scarlet O'Haras?
The Gone with the Winds.
Yeah, but she's like a slave owner. And she's in South Carolina.
Don't put me. Perfect. No, they have to go to Atlanta.
The Margaret Mitchells.
The what's that? How about the Fighting Martas?
The Fighting Martas. That's pretty good.
What about the ITPs?
ITPs. I like the Lemon Pepper Wets.
Get it? Because they'll be in
the Wets.
They'll be in the perimeter of the soccer field.
The Wets.
The Wets.
I can't get over that. That's just a crazy
the
name.
The Lemon Pepper Wets. Everyone goes, what?
Who's ready to get soaked? They got a bunch of water guns out there.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I'm going to miss the Atlanta airport.
Whoa. Yes.
And you know what? This is big character growth for me because I used to complain about the Atlanta airport all the time. But you know what? I've really grown to appreciate it as a Delta hub. Delta, despite the one time they really wronged me last year, they really are the best of the worst. And you can get the most direct flights from the Atlanta airport.
You can fly anywhere Delta. In the world from there.
Yeah. I think if I was better at taking MARTA, I would be less stressed out about the Atlanta airport because my other gripe with the Atlanta airport is just how fucking difficult it is to get to the Atlanta airport because like if there's an accident, traffic, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I don't have enough perspective to know how good our airport is. I know it's like the biggest and I know it's stressful to be there, but I think I take it for granted.
We have the best because everyone flies to us to connect. Yeah. So it's like you can take almost any international flight you want. It's big. It's got like all kinds of food. It's got all kinds of like shops. To me, I feel like it's organized very well. And I'm like super biased. I'm such a Delta girly that like it's the best.
I've become such a Delta snob and I never understood that because I came from Jax and we would always get the worst Delta plane. So I'm like, Delta is ratchet as hell.
You got the connectors. You got the really tiny like 2x2 ones.
You got the regional the 2x1s.
2x1. Yeah.
The 2x1 regional airlines.
Yeah.
And then you would connect through Atlanta where you realize how much you have to go through Atlanta to go other places. Or I mean, like you can find direct flights in other airports and stuff, but like this has the best Delta planes and the most direct flights both domestic and internationally.
And that's why we're the number one trafficking hub in the country.
I do disagree that it's well organized, though, because I do think once you know how to work the Atlanta airport, you're like, okay, yeah, I get it. But if I was a rando coming through here, I would panic.
Mm. Yeah. What airline do you think my family is loyal to?
Spirit. Spirit.
Frontier.
Nope.
Alaska.
Southwest.
United?
Yes.
Southwest. Okay.
I hate it when they try to be funny, though.
Oh, Southwest?
Yeah, they're big on that.
Southwest used to be so good. Now Southwest is my least favorite airline.
I only fly Delta, girls. That's all I do.
I know.
It's Delta or bus.
I'm so upset. I just got my Delta status for the first time ever. And
Delta Diamond.
I'm Delta Silver. Are you Delta Diamond?
No, my dad is. And one day he'll die and he'll pass it on to me.
Delta Diamond is like $1 million in a year of spend.
It's crazy. Yeah. I just got Delta Silver, which really means nothing except for you get to board in Zone 5. And that's really good.
You get added to the upgrade list, too.
You get added to the upgrade list, but in Atlanta, that doesn't really mean anything.
I have been upgraded before.
You have?
Yeah, because of my status.
To like Comfort Plus?
To Comfort Plus once and First once.
Whoa, okay. So maybe I'll get something.
Yeah.
You know? Because where I'm going is not a Delta hub.
I'm honestly surprised you had the foresight to say the airport. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's one of those things where like months into you living somewhere else, you're like, damn it, that really was good. But you actually actively thought of that being a downside of moving.
Well, I fly so much now. I used to never fly at all. I mean, I would fly like once or twice a year. Now I fly like once a month. Mm-hmm. So now I know what it takes to be a good airport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair.
And there are good airports and there are bad airports. And I'm proud to say that Atlanta is not a bad airport. It just makes my cortisol spike.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Why do you not ride MARTA? MARTA's the best. Hey.
MARTA's MARTA.
By the way, this past weekend, three men came from Chicago.
This story doesn't feel like it's going to be good for MARTA.
They came from Chicago. They broke a world record there, which is the shortest amount of time to hit every stop on the public transit in Chicago. They came here to beat our time.
Okay.
I mean, to set the record. In 3 hours, hit every single stop on MARTA. Now, that, to me, is disrespectful. You can't go to somebody's city and set the new time. So you know what I think we do? I mean, we get on that train and we fly and we do this thing better than these dumbasses.
I think you jump on MARTA.
What, are you scared of MARTA too, you little bitch?
I just don't. I'm not in the mood of speedrunning MARTA.
I love MARTA. All.
It's 3 hours. Take a lunch break.
The creator of MARTA killed himself with MARTA.
Yeah. Well,
wait, really?
That's another pro to our city.
Wait, why?
He jumped in front of a train, and that's how he committed suicide.
All right.
Well, you can do that if you want to. It's Atlanta. It's got everything. Free. It's got everything you need. It's not free. It's $2.50.
I know. I love MARTA. Love MARTA.
Okay.
I'll never take anyone to the airport. Take MARTA.
I can't get the vision out of my head.
What were we talking about?
My big move. Anyway, so all this to say is I'm moving. I'm very stressed, but I won't be stressed in like a month. Question mark. We'll see.
Can we knock like two more things off your Atlanta bucket list before you go?
Yeah. What should I knock off my bucket list other than Magic City?
Yeah, really.
Magic City would be a good one.
We only have like 2 or 3 weeks. I got to be there by Feb. Mm.
One restaurant and one like activity that you haven't done.
What restaurant should we go to other than Magic City?
Howl's would be good.
I've been here Ruby Chow's.
I would really like to go to Howl's.
Ruby Chow's is a good one.
Ruby Chow's is so good.
Also not nearly as expensive as Howl's.
I was about to say, what kind of food is Ruby Chow's?
I actually don't know because I've never been, but everyone says I have to go.
It's like an Asian fusion-ish restaurant, I think.
Like the Asians. I like the fusion.
Really, really good.
It's right by Ponds.
I don't like steakhouses because my daddy makes the best steaks.
Oh my God, shut up.
My daddy makes the best steaks.
Oh God, that.
Can you stop saying daddy in an unironic way? Wait, that would be like a really sweet like bye-bye dinner though.
Yeah, let's do that because I can't make your party.
Yeah.
What is fusion? Is it interracial?
Thank you, everyone, for sticking on board with that one. Yeah, it is an Asian fusion restaurant.
I'm
yeah,
still wondering, what is fusion, actually?
Yeah, usually they'll mix, like, two cuisines together.
It's Wajian.
It's Wajian.
It's from okay. the country of Wajia.
From the Caucasus.
That's my new favorite term, as I was watching all the Heated Rivalry press junkets, and one of the guys is half white, half Asian, and he's like, yeah, I've been nominated as the Princess of Wajia. And I was like, I love that.
Wajian. I can't believe I've never heard that until right now.
Yeah.
Wajian?
No, like referring to it as Wajia. Yeah.
Like as like what's it when it's like a nation state?
Territory.
What is it when it's not like a physical country, but it's more of like a state of mind? No, this is a thing
like
I learned.
Palo Santo?
No,
Palo Santo.
I forgot about that.
Everybody knows the country of Wajia is at Palo Santo.
No,
this is a thing. It's like it's not a physical country, but it's sort of like when a group of people get together
and secede.
It's
a secession.
No, I'm asking ChatGPT.
What is this?
Like a microculture?
No, it's like nation state, or it's like
maybe nation state.
Maybe it is. Hang on, let me ask ChatGPT. What
a vibe? A country that's a vibe.
Wajia's more of a vibe.
You can't go to Wajia, but you can be Wajia.
You could definitely go to Wajia. There's definitely like a landmark that's Wajia.
But it's
you think so?
Yeah, I'm trying to think about what it would be.
I just heard about Blasian recently.
Blasia.
I never knew about that.
It can be any combination.
How about Indo?
Indians are Asians.
Indo-Lack.
So they would just
no, I was thinking Indonesians.
Those are also Asians.
This is what it is.
I was going to mix it with something else. Indo-Pian. Indo-Pian. There we go. That's see? So, oh, you don't even let me think around here.
It's not a nation state. It's just a nation. A nation is a group of people who share an identity, culture, history, language, traditions, or a sense of we. They feel like a people whether or not they control land.
So that's Blaribus. That's Blaribus. That's Blaribus.
That's Indo-Pian.
Indo-Pian.
It's Wajia Nation.
I love that.
I guess we could be our own nation. Personality hires nation.
Who's our president?
Me.
No.
Katie.
Katie is our president.
Katie is our president.
Yeah.
True.
For yeah. sure.
Okay, so let's knock one of the restaurants off your list with our little group that we have as a separate send off to your party.
Because
I can't make your party.
We could do it like my final night in Atlanta. Do you guys know I'm literally staying in Atlanta specifically just because I want to get my eyebrows done by my lady before I leave?
So you could have moved earlier, but you have to wait.
Technically, I could have moved really at any point. There's no reason for me to be here other than do this.
Well, when's your lease up?
End of February.
Oh, okay, so yeah. You have until that basically.
Yeah. Can I live in your apartment whenever you go?
No, because I got to hand in my keys.
Squatter's right.
Can I hand in your keys? What do we got going on next, guys?
We have an email from a real listener who has listened to us.
Can I read it? Do I get to read it?
All the way from Wajia.
Yeah, you can read it.
All right. This segment is called Inhumane Resources, where we give the best advice to the worst people. Just kidding.
Our listeners.
We give the worst advice to the best people, your good people out there. And we actually, believe it or not, we've received an email.
We have.
From a real life listener.
This isn't pulled from Reddit?
No. This is not pulled from Reddit.
That's crazy. People listen to this? Yeah.
This is real.
Okay. Yeah,
I logged on to the email today, and there were 7 emails.
Whoa! Hold on.
7.
That's
so
crazy.
So we got to be real nice so we don't scare this person away here.
Okay.
All right?
Well, you started off hot by calling them the worst people.
Also, everybody out there, please, if you got something to say, please just write it in text and send it to us over an email. And the email is...
personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com
or shoot us a DM at
personalityhirespodcast on Instagram.
Hi, personality. All right. Let me reset.
Hi, Personality Hires Nation.
Oh yeah, a part of this also is that I can barely read, so we're gonna try to get through this.
Also,
thing.
Mikey,
what
was
Personality Hires Nation.
We sound so red pill. What's up, Personality Hires Nation? Welcome to another episode of our podcast. On this episode, Athletic Greens.
We're not that far off from that. We're really not.
All right, back to, did she have it coming? Mikey, okay. Did she?
Okay, I tried to read ahead. I'm bad at reading, especially out loud.
Okay,
so here
you
we
might
go.
Be wondering, why is Mikey reading this? Because he begged I to begged read for the it. Email. So right. Here we are.
Here we go.
This is his homework from Hooked on Phonics this week.
No, this is my big chance. Don't ruin it for me. Hi, personality hires. Love you guys. I would love your opinion on the situation I find myself privy to within my workplace.
What is a situation?
My workplace is fairly small for the industry. We are a manufacturing company of about 40 people on site. Am I doing good inflection?
Good job.
Sure.
So far.
Most of the employees have been with the company for several years, myself included, so I've cultivated many a solid friendship with my coworkers.
You sound like you're masking. You have like a masking voice right now.
What does that mean?
You're being masculine?
No.
What is mask?
You're serving mask?
No.
It's insulting, but I can't fight back because I don't know what it means. One of my closest coworkers, let's call him Ryan, is hopelessly in love with one of our other coworkers, let's call her Wendy. The problem is that Wendy is in a seemingly happy relationship with her longtime boyfriend. So Wendy's being a snake in the grass. Is that how you guys understand it?
No, Wendy is being courted by someone from work that, and she's in a relationship.
Wendy's in a relationship, but Ryan's in love with Wendy.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wendy... she's on thin ice.
I mean, that four for four deal.
This is the total opposite of what you just
said.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I also can't digest anything whenever I read it out loud. I'm just reading words in a sentence.
Sure. You're just pronouncing it.
You guys got to recap this after I finish reading it, okay?
The way that I know that these are fake names is I've never met a Wendy. I'm not convinced.
I knew a Wendy.
Really?
I knew a Wendy. Okay. Ryan recently confided his major crush on Wendy to me, which was great because I'm a little nosy gossiping bitch. Whoa. But now I
actually said that.
Mikey, don't ad lib.
I didn't. She said that.
Okay, so Ryan has confessed his crush on Wendy, who is in a relationship, to our listener.
Yes, who's a nosy gossiping bitch.
Oh, jeez.
Apparently.
Uh-oh.
Apparently.
You went to the wrong girl. But now I find myself in a weird position. Ryan is constantly pining after Wendy. You guys impressed that I got pining on the first try? It looks like pinning. It does. Not in an we need to get HR involved, this guy's stalking her kind of way, but at least once a day he stops by my cubicle. She missed a my, not my fault. By my cubicle to tell me about a conversation he just had with Wendy or tell me how pretty her eyes are. Call the cops. If he ever says anything about how pretty her eyes are to someone else, call the cops.
That's serial killer behavior.
Yeah. Ryan is truly homeless. Oh, Ryan is truly harmless and a good guy.
No way.
But he's desperate for love and has never had a long-term girlfriend, so he comes off a bit intense.
Mm-hmm.
Scary. This is getting a little spooky for my taste.
I feel like our listener is trying to tell us that Ryan's an incel without calling him an incel.
Well, that can't be an incel. Oh, wait, yes, it can.
We can read between the lines.
Yeah. He knows he can't act on his feelings and doesn't try to. Good boy, Ryan. but the pining is real and constant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I'm the kind of friend who is supportive always. Even if I have verbalized my disagreement, she also just said he's really intense and basically described him as creepy.
Mm.
Are they friends, you think? Or is she being nice?
No, I don't think they're friends.
It does sound like she's kind of tolerating him.
Let's get through the email.
Yeah.
So I don't really feel like it's my place to tell Ryan to stop and get over it. I also should probably mention that I'm an aspiring smut writer, and I've told Ryan I will be using his crush on Wendy as the next basis for my book.
Whoa.
So deep down, I don't want to discourage him. Please send us the rough draft.
No, this is not a rom-com. This is a horror film.
I'll read the whole thing.
For inspiration. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What's funny about this is the whole eyes thing was a storyline in a smutty romance novel that was really popular a few years ago. It was called The Hating Game. And the whole plot thing at the end of the movie to show how much he had loved her from the beginning and never hated her to begin with was that he painted his bedroom walls the color of her eyes.
Oh.
Hey, I feel like I'm...
No. I was like, I'm supposed to find this romantic?
I want to know the hex code of my boyfriend's eyes so I can paint the walls that color and wake up to them every
just
day.
Just take him to Home Depot.
You really did that well.
You have to be like, color match this. And they're like, color match his shirt, no his eyes.
Yeah. Is that 143, 145, 147?
So you've met my boyfriend.
In bear, the color would be like what? Mossy terrain?
Honestly, probably. That's nice. That's nice. I like that.
Was that the end of the email?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. That said, I am also close with Wendy, and I am starting to feel bad that I know this huge secret that could cause her strife. We got to work on these words.
She's a writer.
Oh, she is a writer.
Yeah.
All right. She gets a pass. You're right. Cause her strife, were she to find out. Oh, okay. Fancy writing. I get it. Do I just sit back and be a mostly silent observer, or should I tell Ryan to move on? Thanks for the advice, Anonymous. Mm. All right. Explain to me what happened.
So Ryan has a crush on Wendy. Wendy is in a relationship and doesn't know about the crush that Ryan has on her. However, our listener is getting an earful from Ryan because he's obsessed with Wendy's eyes and wants to make sweet, passionate love to her mm-hmm. in his mind because he won't make a move.
And she's using him as fodder for the smut fiction that she is writing, her clit lit.
Wait, this sounds just like The Hating Game.
Wow.
Oh, good year, Mikey.
Good pull, Mikey.
What is she asking?
She's asking.
What is she asking? What should, does she tell Ryan to get over it?
Mm. No.
Or does she let this continue on?
If I'm our listener, this is the kind of thing that would give me the motivation to get into work every day.
That's actually a good call.
This would give me the will to live and make it through my 9-to-5 is looking at this soap opera from afar. Because if you think Ryan's harmless and he's not going to like do anything weird or creepy or offensive to Wendy, then like really what's the harm? He has an office crush that gives him the will to get to work.
That's
you
true.
Have the drama that you get to sit in and watch. Like I really feel like nobody's losing here.
Who does this hurt? How long can you go with like literally, as she says, pining for someone? How long can you go before something bad happens? One holiday party is my guess.
Well, I don't think anything bad necessarily.
No, not bad, but it's going to be embarrassing for someone or it's going to be murderous.
I think that this is just like a very intense crush that this guy has. Mm-hmm. And sooner or later, he's going to figure out that she's not into him. And that's just going to be that.
Does that fix it, though?
Hopefully we'll maybe make things less aggressive.
He's going to have to quit.
Also, does he know that she's in a relationship? He has to know that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Enjoy the dinner and a view, or whatever they call it. Dinner and a show.
Yeah, I bet Ryan can help you with your smutty fan fiction.
Oh, everyone in the story just sounds like, well, I'm going to cough.
That means whatever she was about to say is a lie.
I feel like that's Ryan could be a very helpful ally for you trying to construct a narrative for your fanfic.
I feel like Ryan might not be a bad guy. He just has a crush on a lady.
He's not
We've really come down hard on this.
What
if Wendy secretly loves Ryan and maybe like they're going to end up in the end?
This is a mutually like beneficial relationship. You're getting hot goss and fun tips for your clitlet, and he gets to, you know, indulge in the fantasy of having a crush. So
I want an office crush so bad. That's the only thing I want out of my next job is just someone to be excited to see every day.
I think no matter what relationship stage you're in, it's important to have a slight office crush no matter where you work.
That was the only downside about working on...
Yeah, who was I crushing on with you guys?
Were you crushing on Tommy the whole time?
Right? I was in love with one of you. I was deeply infatuated with someone at our own job.
That was the only downside of working on that show was I never had an office crush.
You're saying that you should go back. You're saying that no matter what type of relationship you're in, you should have an office crush?
Yeah, because I think crushes are fun. I think they're pretty harmless.
I'm not sure you're supposed to admit that.
Yeah.
You have a boyfriend.
That seems like an inside thought.
It's a crushes are fine. They're not very that
Yeah, with
serious.
Like a celebrity, but like with someone
you can reach out
every day.
That's
like,
not good.
I haven't had a crush on anyone since I got a boyfriend, which is probably promising.
Rebecca, who did you have a crush on before you had your boyfriend.
Who is my Burt Show infatuation?
Yeah.
We all know who that is.
I can't tell you.
Oh, wait, I forgot. You had a wet dream about Kristen.
I certainly did.
Were you crushing on Kristen the whole time?
No, not
she
really.
She just sexed about Romeo, too.
I forgot about that.
I did. Yeah, but I no, like my God, likely. I was not crushing on Romeo. Don't put that on me. Okay. Love you, Romeo.
Who was your office crush?
I can't reveal.
Give him a code name. I want to know.
Lee K.
Like...
Yeah, I was really, my basement was flooding for Kaylee.
Shut up. Was it, or were the initials T-O?
Yes, I was deeply in love and having a somewhat sordid, one-sided affair with Tommy Owen.
All right, still, think it's dangerous to have an office crush. I don't think that's great.
Yeah. I don't think it's dangerous. I think it's important.
Can you describe your office crush?
Sometimes people say things, and then... other people take them very seriously and won't let it go. And I think that might be what's happening here right now.
No, I want you to reveal your office crush.
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I thought you were trying to allude to who your crush was. What are you talking about?
No, so we all took it too seriously.
That's not a riddle about
it's
who
a
my
riddle
office
inside
crush
of an enigma.
Was. No, I crush on everyone equally. I've crushed on all of you. How about
that's nice.
If I found out that my fiance had a crush on someone at work, I'd be kind of bummed about that.
Yeah, tell your partner.
It'd scare me a little bit.
Yeah.
I understand that that's what happens. That's fine. But boys, don't do nothing.
No, it has
I don't
want to
know
like,
either.
The crush has to be like, you know, there's levels on the stove. So it's like you're on low, like so low.
You have me on
like,
low?
You have to have, if you have a boyfriend, so you can't actually have a real crush on someone, but you can keep it on like super low or it's just
like a simmer?
Yeah.
You had me on a broil?
Yeah, Mikey, my love for you is broiling.
The thing is, though, even though that stove's on low, eventually it heats up the water just the same.
Damn, skip it.
Kyle, you're the only one for me. It's okay.
Mikey, rank your crushes on the interns from 1 to 10. Go.
No, thanks. I was Jesus. In love with one of my college professors freshman year. She was like a Russian lady.
Was she like 85?
No, she was like 25, but... had some weird teeth. Mm. That was the only
and that was
drawback.
Part of the appeal? Oh.
Interesting teeth.
It's the only drawback. But clothes that maybe weren't perfectly suited for me being able to learn super well.
Ah,
if
yes.
that makes sense.
She dressed like a whore.
Watch it. That's my sweet angel.
That's my stats professor from freshman year.
Assless chaps.
Chapless ass.
Chapless ass.
Chaperone.
Chapel. Like a motorcycle club.
Anyway.
Long story short, enjoy the show for now. If it gets to a point where he's starting to be a little bit weird, that's when probably it's time to step in. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
I think this fella's gonna... I wish I could talk directly to him, really.
I'm kind of rooting for Ryan and Wendy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I would say, Ryan, you're a good-looking guy. Get out there. Forget Wendy. She's no good. She don't know what you could bring to the table. Get out there. Find yourself a good lady. Move to the country. Grow you some peaches. Raise a family. And that's that.
Think of how good their ship name will be. Rendy.
Rendy.
Lion.
Lion. Lion.
Lion's no good.
No. And then they call their kid Hi.
Hi, Wendy.
No.
Hi, Ryan. Hi.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Hi, Wyan.
Hi, Wyan, guys. Hi, Wyan. You got to keep up with me. I'm pretty quick on these things.
I still don't understand.
Hi, Wyan.
What's that?
Hawaiian?
Oh. Guys, like a bread roll.
You guys aren't rolling with me anymore. Hawaiian. You ever heard of them? They live on an island.
Why do they have to call their kid?
Because then it could be like, Hi, Hawaiian.
When was Hawaii ever brought up?
It wasn't. Hawaiian is Wendy mixed with Ryan. You call your kid Hi. You, for some reason, call his last name Hawaiian, and then it's Hawaiian. And that's his full name. And that can get you far in this world, friends and neighbors.
They're going to introduce him by their ship name?
Yes. They're going to legally change his last name to the ship name.
And they're going to name him Hi?
And name him Hi, and then it'll be Hi.
And then they have to move to Hawaii.
No, they don't have to. It will work. It will work anywhere.
Well, Anonymous, I hope you're satisfied with the advice that we've shared today.
We certainly lived up to bad advice for good people, so... there you go. Don't let that stop you from emailing us, though, at
personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com or personalityhirespodcast on Instagram. And hey, if you liked this episode, thank God. feel free to leave us a review and be nice about it if you feel so inclined. And share it with your friends, your favorite coworker.
And if you didn't like this one, just leave it at that. You don't have to write us a review then.
Yeah.
Come back next week when you do like the show and then leave us
maybe
a review.
Maybe sit on it, think about it.
Yeah.
Come back next week, write us an email. And then at that point, if you don't like it, then you can leave us a 2-star review or a 1-star or a 3-star or a 4-star.
But don't do that.
Yeah.
Sit on it.
Only fives.
Until then, let's circle back next week.
Pioneer.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.